Vanessa Bell Calloway, and The Easter Show, Hell and Back, airing on TV One this Saturday. Good morning, Vanessa Bell Calloway.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing good. What's the Easter message in To Hell and Back?
Well, I know that that sounds kind of like a strange Easter message, to hell and back.
Yeah.
The words may not kind of really fit the Easter theme, but I guess right. It's, you know, the resurrection, because we do come back, so it does fit. But, you know, it's all a test of your patience and your faith. And as I always tell my children, you know, you have to have the faith to know that God got you, and the patience to let him do his thing. And, you know, this is based on the story of Job, who went to hell and back, basically, who lost everything, but never lost his faith in God and knew that God was there with him. And it's a modern-day Job. So I think there is a message in there for Easter, because, you know, we had to have the faith in Jesus as he hung on the cross for us, that he would come back and redeem us, and he did.
I think that counts as church, Tom.
All good.
And what do you play in To Hell and Back?
I play Ernie's wife, who is Job. So I'm the wife, but I lose my faith. I don't keep my faith. You know, because not everybody has the faith of Job. Not everybody has a relationship that he has with God. So Ernie Hudson is Job, and I play his wife. And unfortunately, I kind of lose it, but then I come back. I get it. I come back.
Can I just tell you, you have the patience of Job, I guess, in terms of your career. You keep working like nobody's business, even if it's not on cable, if it's not on network TV. You have an online series in the company of friends, which I absolutely love.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely
thank you for watching.
Love that
yes,
series.
I'm going to do a new installment soon. I'm going to have some new stuff coming out soon.
But, you know, as big of a fan as I am of this show, Tom can't stop talking about you in Shameless.
Yeah. Now, that may not be a good Easter message.
No. Not at all. Not at all.
I mean, we might get struck by lightning. I don't know. I always tell everybody, you know, we're going to hell, right?
Everybody remembers you from Coming to America. Does this bother you when people come up to you and start hopping on one foot and saying
Tom, if I had a nickel for every time it happened, I'd be very rich. But no, it doesn't bother me. I just tell them, I hope that's not the only thing you've seen, you know. It's endearing, actually, because it was such a huge hit. And the movie, I keep that movie, count the years, because that's the year I got married. So it's 27 years this June.
Wow.
Yeah, and so it's such a huge hit. I didn't even have children. I wasn't in Callaway yet when the movie came out. And for people to remember me in this huge movie that, you know, Arsenio and Murphy and all the characters they played, it was kind of like a historic piece right now. So for them to remember me, I'm just always flattered. But I always just tell them, I hope it's not the only thing you see.
You have a huge body of work. You really
I mean,
do.
The soap so, operas, yeah. Everybody soap remembers opera, you right. From All My Children and all of these things. What probably is your sense of your greatest accomplishment or the role that sticks out for you?
Well, my greatest accomplishment is being a mother of two beautiful daughters, raising
Good
them in
you.
Hollywood.
Good for you.
Two very talented, intelligent women that are 20 and 24 now, who my oldest one is here working at CAA, and my baby is a junior at Spelman. So, and being a wife of 27 years, that's my biggest accomplishment. But without them, I couldn't have been able to do the career that I've had, because my husband is the best, and he's always given me wings, and he's always pushed me out there. And, I mean, I like everything that I've done. I mean, I don't really like have a favorite. I have several favorites. But my new favorite is my one-woman show about Zora Neale Hurston called Letters from Zora Beth.
Wow.
I just won the NAACP Image the Theater Award for this past fall, and I'm going to be in D.C. in June, and I'm going to be doing two theater festivals, the one in D.C. and the one in the National Black Theater Festival in North Carolina. So that's one of the things I'm most proud of, because it's a 90-minute monologue, and it's about Zora Neale Hurston, and I'm trying to get it to New York. But I like everything I do.
You should.
But guys,
should. And congratulations, because I really like the relationship with your husband and like I said, in the company of friends, and showing all of those great relationships. Really, really good.
Well, thank you so much. I so appreciate you guys.
We're going to look for Vanessa you Saturday Bell, night on TV yeah. One.
To hell
TV
and back.
TV One Saturday night. To hell and back. 8 o'clock. Tune in.
To hell and back.
That's an Easter message.
Yes.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Congratulations. Happy Easter to you.
Thank you.